Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Thursday show, and hope everybody's off to a wonderful start of the day, or maybe be closer to the end of your day. I don't know. In Southern California, it's 2 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. Well, what do you think about daylight savings time? Are you for it, against it? You know, there's a state of California. There's a legislator that wants to bring up this idea of taking us off daylight savings time and going to Pacific Standard Time all year round. Now, I don't know about that one. I know you guys are calling and you got questions, and we'll do that. I got a couple callers. I got a 253 area code you've been holding for a while and a 404. So give me a couple minutes. Let me kind of set up the show. Let me babble for a moment about what's going on in life. But, yeah, this whole thing about daylight savings time. Now, you think about this. If we go off daylight savings time in the summer, that means somewhere around – the end of June, early July, the sun will be coming up somewhere around 4 o'clock in the morning. Nah, I'm not ready for that one. Not exactly ready for that one. So, yeah, I think we just keep it the way it is right now. The sun at night's a little nicer to have sun going down at about 8:39 night. 8 o'clock. Here it's 8 o'clock. Someplace, I remember when I was a child in Michigan, the sun wouldn't go down to about 9 in the summertime. No. Okay, so much for daylight savings time. So I'm not for changing it back to standard time all year round. I think that I'm not one that wants to wake up with the sun at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning every morning. I don't know how you guys feel about that one. I enjoy the evenings. Cooling off summer evenings are really actually a kind of lot of fun, aren't they? Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? You know, I've been talking about abundance all week, and I thought, well, what's one of the areas that we want a lot of abundance? It's in relationships, isn't it? Because we want a relationship that's abundant and kind of growing and developing. And, you know, we're talking romantic here, or partnership relationships, marriage relationships, all that good stuff, right? That's what we're talking about here primarily. And we got lots of other relationships, and you can equate this to other relationships. You know, your family members, your workmates, your bosses, the next door neighbors. There's lots of relationships, but I'm kind of focusing more on those relationships between two people who are significantly connected at some level in their lives. So that's what we're going to talk about today more primarily. So I got a message from one of my listeners, so I better answer that quickly. Oh, I was going to mention something. Oh, okay, I'm going to take callers, and then we'll talk about relationships. I have some articles. One of the articles I really wanted to get into, and I thought it was really cool, it was from lifehack.com, and Lewis Humphreys is the author of this. And I read through it, and I thought, hey, it's really appropriate for what we're talking about. So if you want a happy relationship, you need to treat it like your bank account. And I posted this to Facebook, so if you're interested in reading it yourself, and if you're with me on Facebook, you can read this. But so it's about treating your relationship like your bank account. And that's kind of an interesting thought, because you don't necessarily want to overspend all the time, do you? You don't like a negative amount in your bank account. Well, you don't want a negative situation in your relationship. So there were some thoughts on that I thought was rather interesting that we'll discuss about keeping your relationship in the black, right? Is it in the black? I don't know. The red or the black? One of those things, right? One of those other ones. You know, anybody know? Is it the red or the black, right? Okay. I think it's being in the – well, I don't know. I forgot. Yeah, I was in accounting too. I'm going to give you my website address, because I want you to go there. Not necessarily to send me money. That would be nice if you'd love to do that. That's your choice, though. But I post articles all the time, and I post a little bit from my book that I'm writing. And just every day I post some kind of a motivational thing. Not every day, but most days. So it should be, yes, themessenger.info. I post articles all the time. There's old articles. I'm trying to rewrite it and rework it and make it a more interesting site. So I don't know how I'm going to do that in the future. It seems like every time I want to do something with my website, I run out of time. Time. Yes. Okay. So we'll do that. We'll talk about that. And then I have a couple other articles on relationships. So let's go on your relationships and then we'll see what Spirit has to say about relationships. They told me to knock it off. Don't worry about relationships. So don't worry about it. Just enjoy life. Have fun. Don't worry about relationships. Just go out more. Have more fun. So that was my message from Spirit today, was just go out and have more fun. Don't worry about relationships. Relationships will come to you when you're having more fun. Wow, interesting concept. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
Good.
Good. What's up?
Message from Spirit. Please.
But you get so many messages from Spirit. Do you use the messages you get?
Well, I'm making the personalized basket today as we speak.
Excellent.
So,
what
yes,
kind of basket? What kind of baskets
Italian.
Are you making?
This
oh,
one's Italian.
Italian? For St. Patrick's Day, you're making Italian baskets.
I don't need a St. Patrick's basket.
I'm teasing. You know, it's like tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yeah, but it's too soon to start making
that. You ever drink green beer? I know, my younger days, I remember green beer.
Back in the day, yeah, not anymore,
Back in the day, it's like, oh, that was a long time ago. Okay, so let's
see. Yeah, it was.
Holly, message for Holly from Spirit. Ancestors out there, mother's side of the family, female energy, mother's side of the family. One of your favorite ancestors, I don't know. Do you have a favorite ancestor on your mother's side, female? Like somebody who really liked you a lot. Well, she does. She likes you a lot.
The only one I know is my grandma.
She likes you a lot.
Aw.
More or less, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Uh-huh.
That's the message. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Don't get bogged down with trivial people. And I think I've told you something like this before. I think they really...
Time wasters.
Yeah, trivial people. Don't get bogged down with them. Don't get bogged down with people that want to rob your energy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or people, how are they, is she putting it? People that are selfish. Ooh, selfish. No selfish people for you.
I know a lot of selfish, unfortunately, people.
Yeah, because she's like, don't get involved in these people because they just suck up all your energy and your time. And by the time you get done trying to help them and they can't be helped, they can't be helped. I like that. That you don't have time for you. Okay?
Is she referring to the babysitting that I do or just something else?
Just people. People that you run into. See, you have a good spirit about you. You have a good energy. You have a very caring energy, right?
Yeah.
And so people want to take advantage of you from time to time. So you need to avoid that, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just know when to cut them off. Know when to say no. Know when to say no. That's a beautiful statement. Know when to say no. Without hurting their – well, you can hurt their feelings a little bit. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't step on their toes a little bit, they'll keep coming at you.
Yeah, keep using me.
Yeah, so that's your message. So, because you got things
Thank
to do,
you.
You got important things to handle in your life. You don't need people who distract you from your value. I like that.
Yeah.
Don't let people
distract.
Okay. So that's your relationship issue thing today. So you don't. Oh well, I could use that article that I was talking about, and I'll get into it later. It's all about.
Uh-huh.
Having your relationship bank account should be in the positive, but even the people but even the people you meet, you can evaluate, is my relationship negative or positive with this person? Am I giving too much or is the relationship developing, and is it a positive way or is it a negative way? So if you're disagreeing with people, if you're arguing with people, if you can't come to, you know, appropriate conclusions with people, that's going into the red. Going into the black is you're laughing with people, you're having fun with people, you're enjoying life with people, they're sharing with you. That's getting into the black with people, basically. So stay there, okay?
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Okay. Be well.
You too.
Bye.
Bye now.
So we'll talk more about the article. I'll go through it in a little while. I think it's really appropriate. I have a caller that's been waiting for a few minutes. So this is about relationships, but there are lots of kinds of relationships, aren't there? Some of them, you know, it's funny though. You know, people get married, and if you've been married for a few years, and you work, and you have children, and you end up having more time with people you work with than you do your spouse or your partner. Isn't that kind of odd? You know, isn't that funny that, because you're going to work eight, nine hours a day in a regular job, right? And you end up spending more time and building relationships with people you work with than you do with your spouse after a while. And then when you're dealing with your spouse, I'll get into the article. Whoever wanted to talk went away for whatever reason. Really, seriously. Oh, I got a restricted. Okay, I'll be there in a second. So that's kind of interesting. So you have to really put energy into that relationship with that one who's special in your life as much as the other people, because that's the most valuable relationship you have, especially with your children, even though, like, teenagers, who knows about teenagers. So we'll get into that article and we'll talk more about that. Oh, I do, you know. Okay, you've been holding for a few seconds. I'll be right back with you in a minute. Let me just do something real quick because I wanted to do, if I can find it. You ever get to lose things? You got too many windows open. You don't know what you're looking for. And you think you just kind of, what did I do with it? Oh, here it is. Okay, so the Abraham quote. I always try to give you the Abraham quote from the Abraham material. Esther and Jerry Hicks, you know, the law of attraction, all the secret and all those fun people, right? Okay, so by my attention to things, I am making choices. That's the heading. This is from the book The Vortex, 2009. What people do not understand is that you do not choose something by looking at it and shouting, yes, I would like some of that. Yes, I would like some of that. That's what they're saying. Okay. You make your choices by your attention to things. So where are you putting your attention? That's what basically this article is about. And it could be in a relationship. And where do you put your attention in a relationship? I'll twist this around a little bit. In this universe that is based on attraction, when you look at an unwanted thing, okay, when you look at an unwanted thing, your attention to it causes an activation of the vibration within you. Then the law of attraction brings you more like it into your experience. Now let's play that one with a relationship, especially if you're trying to get into a new relationship, right? Okay, you've had an old relationship and you don't want an old relationship like you had, right? It's just like, oh, that was horrible. That was just a horrible. And you sit there and talk about your old relationship with people. You can go on and on about this old relationship and how bad it was. But if you're looking at the material here in the law of attraction, you've put your attention on the old relationship. You've put your attention on everything you don't want. And guess what the universe is going to throw at you? More of that, more of that, more of that, more of that. So that you have to be very careful where you put your attention, your thought patterns. What are your thoughts on? It's like, are you thoughts on the negative and the negative aspects of life and a relationship, or are you putting your attention on a positive aspects of a relationship? Okay, enough of that, but you know, you got the point, right? I hope that's all law of attraction stuff. So I have a couple callers and I'll do that, and then we'll get back into that article that I was talking about, not that one, the one about if you want a happy relationship, you need to treat it like your bank account. I thought that was kind of a fun way of looking at things. It's all about relationships. Okay, so I have a restricted number. Usually those are, oh, I know what those are. Those are usually Google Plus or something like that. Sometimes Skype, I think. Hello?
Hello.
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 Yes. Yes. Whom am I speaking?
Hello. I am Joanna, and I am Google Hangout.
Okay. Okay. Now Google plus the other one, Hangouts. Okay. Yes. So, how are you today?
Yeah. Oh, I am wonderful to speak with you. I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I kept getting disconnected. I was like, oh no, does that mean I'm not supposed to speak to him?
Well, hopefully I can fulfill all your excitement, or that doesn't sound right either. I can live up to your excitement. I guess that's a better way of describing that. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm along here before I put my foot any further down in my mouth, my throat. What's going on?
Okay. I would very much appreciate a message from Spirit regarding my relationship. I am with a man who has basically chosen the same woman over and over and over again prior to myself. And I have been very supportive and loving and understanding and everything. And I have tried to get him to open up more and communicate more. So that is the issue that I'm having right now.
That sounds like a losing proposition right there. Getting him to open up. But can you really get other people to open up unless they want to open up?
Exactly. That's what I said to him the other day. I said, I can't make you. Right?
No, you can't. But here's the expression I hear for you. You have to give him a reason to. You have to give him, it's like whatever sales or whatever else you want to call it. You have to show him the benefit. How does it help him by opening up? It's not about you. Forget about you for a moment, right? Opening up, you think opening up will help you in the communication and so forth, right? But the point is, he has to see the value in opening up. He has to see how it benefits him to open up. So you have to be clever enough to be able to show him, you know, if you open up, this is what's going to benefit you. Okay. And then the words I hear is it's going to help you get your needs met. If you open up, it's going to help you to get your particular needs met. I don't know how I can help you. Nobody knows how to help you unless you open up and express those needs and how somebody can help you with those needs. Right? Everybody's got needs.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship.
Exactly. Right.
The other part of that is the word trust comes in really big. But unless he opens up and show him this, we can't build trust.
Exactly.
Right. We can't build trust. Right. I can't trust you if you don't open up.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
And you can't trust me because you don't know. You can't trust. So we're building a relationship without really getting strong, cemented trust in it. Correct?
Yes. Correct.
So that's one of the benefits is trust. Okay.
Yes.
And we can have more fun if you open up because I'll know more about what you really love to do.
Right, exactly. And that's what I just spoke to him about a few days ago. I've spoken to him about that in the past, but then I brought it up again as well a few days ago.
Here's an idea. Here's an idea for you. And this is from – I'm being reminded of a relationship groups I went to, and I have a good friend who's a relationship counselor, and we talked about all this stuff. And the key is never approach him by saying we have a problem or I need to talk to you. I want to sit down and talk to you. Never do that. I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Because that reminds me of him of a mother.
Yes.
We need to talk about something. But the best way to approach it now, okay, I use the word best here and put air quotes around it like some famous people do. Air quotes. I love the air quotes. No. I have a problem. I need to talk to you about a problem. I think you can come up with a solution for it. See, then you get a man's ears perked up because, solution. I fix things. I can fix things, right?
Yeah. So I've done that in the past. You are right. Yes.
So even this communication thing, this opening up, I have a problem. And I think you can really help me with this problem.
Okay.
So you get him hooked into solving the problem, right?
I get you. Yes, I get you. I do.
And then you bring up some of the benefits of, oh, here's the problem. I'd like to help you more. I would like us to build more trust in our relationship. Whatever you come up with, but do that, okay? You can build it.
Yes, I should.
You can have a better relationship.
Will. Yes, I want.
Okay.
I want that. Yes, I want that very strong relationship and a very good, solid, strong foundation. Yes, I do.
Well, that's your problem. You don't feel like you're building that yet, right? Your problem
you are
is
right.
You don't feel that you're building this strong, positive relationship. Now, you don't have a solution here. Don't try to come up with a solution. Let him come up with a solution and give him some time. Hey, why don't you think about this? So, you know, how can we build a stronger, more positive relationship? I think we really both want it. And if he disagrees and says, no, you're a jerk and that, you know, I'm, you know, whatever. But most likely he's in it because he wants it to work, right?
That is, yes, he does. He does.
So you give him the problem and then give him some time to think about it. Days sometimes. Men need at least 24 to 48 hours to deal with an emotional issue and come up with answers on an emotional issue. And sometimes longer, depending on the person. So don't expect an immediate answer. He's just going to give you the deer in headlight look and go, huh, what?
Right.
But let him do what he does to process and come up with some answers.
Okay.
It'll work out better for you.
Thank
Got it?
You so much. I tell you what, yes, I do, because I'm seeing things from a different perspective. Yes, thank you so much, and bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You be well. Be well.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Okay,
Bye-bye. Okay, so what are we talking about? We got into this relationship thing a little bit. I got a 845. I think we haven't talked. Oh, that was a restricted number. You know, you don't have a screener. You have no idea. You remember. Try to remember all these numbers, right? It's not that there's that many of them. Can you imagine if you had like 30 of them? You'd go crazy trying to remember them all. That's good. Good that I don't. 845 and a 702. So we'll do the 845 because they've been holding for a while. Whoever this may be, it's all about relationships, isn't it?
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Hello.
Whom am I speaking? Yes.
This is Carmen.
Carmen.
Yes.
You have a lovely voice. Did you know that?
Thank you.
Did anybody know.
Thank you.
Nobody ever told you that?
My mom.
Yeah, moms are cool. Moms are important, aren't they, generally? You know?
Thank you, George. Thank you.
I'm trying
My
to recognize.
My question to you is,
I
am in a relationship without, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can.
Okay, I am in a relationship with this man, which I love, but he has issues making a commitment to me, which I don't want a commitment, but
we
get along very well.
What do you want?
I want commitment, but not right now. But he also doesn't want commitment right now, but he brings the issue. So past weekend, he just texts me because he's in Florida that he is not ready for a wholehearted relationship, that his heart is torn with his previous relationship with his ex-wife.
Oh, boy, those
are
tough.
But when we're together, we have the greatest time, and he adores me, but he goes back and forth.
So I don't know if
I should just move on.
He needs time. He needs time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you don't want to move on. No, you don't. You don't want to move on.
No, I don't want to.
So what I hear for you is you need to kind of not tell him this, because you're just going to ruffle his feathers by saying this. You're going to get him upset. Set a deadline in your own mind. This is by the deadline that – and you feel it's – now, how long have you been together? How long have you been together?
Since April last year. Then
it's
we
over a
split
year.
Up in October. We split up in October, and he came back in February.
Okay, so you've been kind of together – off and on for about 6 months or more, right?
Yes.
So he's getting close. I would say at the most, what I'm kind of hearing for you is another 90 days, if it's consistent, should be enough to know what he wants.
Okay.
See, here's the problem, and I get this from spirit, and I get this from studies and relationships. Men generally know fairly soon into a relationship what they want. They know. They that it doesn't take them years to figure this out. It doesn't even. They generally in 6 months they know what they want from a relationship, unless they got lots of issues and they don't want to. Maybe we're dealing with lots of issues here, but if you're dealing with a lot of issues and you know certain things that you can't you know overcome yet to have a relationship, because men fall in love generally in about 6 months, if they're going to fall in love. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. But I think even though he's single or divorced, I think he's not available because he still has the shadow of his ex-wife. That's what the feeling that I have. He told me that he will fall in love with me so easy, but he's just afraid to fall in love again.
Okay, so you need time. We're back to this time. And
okay.
He needs space. This is a really your energy is really strange here, and it's a strange energy because he's hanging on to the past.
Mm-hmm.
And what I talked about earlier is people who hang on to the past, all they do is attract
mm-hmm.
more of the past. It's a law of attraction.
Right.
You think about the past, you attract more of the past. He just needs space and time. Okay.
Okay.
And at some
okay.
point, you're going to say, you know what? You have to give him the what they call the come to Jesus meeting. You have to make
okay.
a choice. You have to make a choice. If you're going to live in the past, stay there, go back to it, be there. I'm not your past. I'm your future. If you want to be in the future, then be in the future. You have a choice, A or B. He can't have both. He can't live in the past and be with you because that'll drag your relationship down, and it already has if he's living in the past, right?
Yes. Yes.
So at
yes.
some point, I get this 90-day thing that or whatever time you choose, but he needs a little bit more time. And at some point in that process, you need to say, hey, make a choice. Because and going back to the last caller and what I hear the words, it's to his benefit to make a choice. It's really to his benefit. It's not just
yes,
your benefit.
It is.
Because if he doesn't make a choice, he's living in kind of like in with feet on two sides of a fence, and he'll never get anywhere in his life as in relationship, will he?
Right. Yes, I understand, and I'm writing it down. So
it's
if
really
I speak
about
to him, I can
he has to make he has to make a choice, but you really have to show to him it's your benefit. This is how it benefits you to make this choice. Because his ex-wife
okay.
is not coming back to him, is she? No, absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
No.
She's not coming back, and all he is doing is hurting himself emotionally by hung up on something that can't happen, right?
Yes.
Well,
yes, that's what he's
happening. So part of the thing I get for you and for him is by making a choice for the future, he's giving himself freedom. How's that sound? Freedom.
Okay. Yeah, freedom. Yeah.
Because, and we're going on and on about this, and I keep getting different things from spirit on this, is that if you're living in the past and you're living in an old relationship, part of the problem with living in the old relationship, it's an old relationship. It ended. There are reasons it ended, right? And you can't fix those reasons it ended. He can't
right.
fix it. He can't change the reasons. And so he's just living in those old reasons. Am I making sense at all?
Yes. Oh, of course, it does make sense.
He needs to free himself from all that and move forward to something that feels good. Because that can't feel good when you're thinking about the end of a relationship and she did this and I did that and this and that, blah, blah, blah. That's not going to feel good, right?
Yes, of course, doesn't feel good.
So he has to some point, the freedom he gets is from all that old negativity that was in his life, right?
Yes.
Think about that.
So Yeah.
This is the benefit for him. At some point, you have to tell him it. You know, this is what you need to think about seriously in a relationship. You get to let go of all the negativity. Let go of all that stuff that just hurts you emotionally. Because you can't change it.
Yeah.
You can't go back in time. He doesn't have a time machine.
I know.
Unless he wants to build one. Then a lot of people would think he's very popular for building a time machine. You know, if we had time machines, we could go back and change all kinds of things, right?
We can. We just learn lessons and move on.
Yes.
That's what I did with my own life. But I think men takes a while to get to disattach from the past.
Yeah, we're stubborn creatures. I agree. Yes, we are. Okay, I'll let you go, but think about that. Think about giving him a time frame. But then at some point, you have to show him the benefit of moving forward.
Okay, I will. Thank you for your wisdom.
Oh, okay. No, you're welcome. I get this from the universe or spirit or God or whatever you want to call it. Okay, be well, my friend.
Okay, you too. Okay. Be well. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, that was a good point, wasn't it? This stuff comes through me. I don't know where it's coming from sometimes. Maybe I'm channeling. No, it wouldn't be Freud, because Freud's was kind of strange as far as I'm concerned. Could be Carl Jung. Carl Jung. Ooh, I liked him. Yeah, some interesting psychologist or whatever. Or maybe it's just some spirit master. Yeah, like Adonis is my group teachers. Maybe it's just them. Maybe. Okay, 702 number. We are going to get to that article, maybe. Maybe we'll hold it off till tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see how long this takes. That doesn't sound very positive. Okay, let me see. Okay, hello.
Hey, George, this is Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So what's Mike today?
I was just wondering if you could give me some type of insight on my relationship. I've had a relationship. I've been dating a guy by the name of Maxwell for the last 2 years, and things have just been really, really bad lately. I think he's seeing somebody. He works at a meat market called Pork Chop Express, and I think he's seeing a guy named Ted Trinity there. And at this point,
so
my relationship.
What do you want?
I don't know, because I love him so much, and I've just been looking. Sorry.
Okay.
I've been listening to your show trying to get some help, and I just have – there's so many negatives in my relationship. I feel like it's an abusive relationship. It's physically and – I hate to say this, but sexually abusive too. He forces himself on me sometimes.
Okay. Wait a minute. Stop.
So
this is wait a minute.
Sorry.
This is beyond – okay, this is beyond what I can help you with. So you guys need to talk to a therapist. Now, that would be my advice for you. Talk to a therapist. Because if you're
to happen to me?
Okay. I can't help you. Okay, you need to talk to a therapist.
I'm sorry.
Because if you're getting to an emotional or physical abuse situation, then you really need to be talking to a professional. Okay?
Thank you for having my call. Why me? Why?
Okay, that was beyond my capabilities, and I have sympathy, I guess, more than anything. I guess compassion would mean I could help him, but I can compassionately assist somebody if they're going through what he is describing, and it's not fair for him, and it's not fair for me. So. Well, let's move on to my whole point about relationships. I'll get to that article I wanted to talk about, or a couple of them. I don't know. Let's see. Okay, well, this is another article. We'll do this. This is from Tiny Buddha. I love Tiny Buddha. It's tinybuddha.com. You know, it's a little tiny Buddha's running around loose. Okay. 10 Ways to Create a Strong, Intimate Relationship by Lynn Newman. And I don't know Lynn. I don't know, but sometimes at the end of the article, it tells me who Lynn is. Oh, she has a master's in counseling psychology, is a writer, painter, and game creator. Wow, that's a lot of stuff going on. Wow. So makes psychology games. Okay, I don't know, and writer. Okay, so what is her 10 ways to create true intimacy, find pure love. Now, I like that word, pure love, and truly happy in your relationship. That's a big chore, isn't it, to have all those things? Okay, number one point, and we'll get through some of these, and we'll see if anybody else wants to talk to me. Use relationships to teach you how to be whole within. This is a very interesting point about relationships, and some people really miss this point big time, big time. Big time. Relationships aren't about having another person complete you. Now let me reread that again, because if you don't get that point, you're bound and determined to have really bad relationships. Okay? What I'm saying is relationships aren't about having another person complete you, but coming to a relationship whole, sharing your inner dependency, by letting go of the romantic ideal of merging and becoming one, you learn, as Renee Marie Wilke says, to love the distances in a relationship as much as the togetherness. So when you come together, you build something. It's like you create this thing. It's the two people creating something. It's not completing you, and you're not completing that. You're pulling two people together to create something new. So you don't become one. You become two. It's the synergy of two is much greater than the individual parts. And even in a relationship, the strength of two, and there is a compensating element. Okay, let me go on to the next point. But the compensating element in a relationship is that if you're not strong in something, your partner can be very strong in that. And there's that balancing. Let's say you're not very good at checkbooks and all that sort of fun stuff and the financial end, but your partner is very strong in that area. Well, there's the balancing there. There's that balancing that goes on. Now, you have to kind of work towards the middle a little bit. You have to become more responsible, because you'll drive your partner crazy if you're totally irresponsible in the financial area. Okay, so moving on. Number two. See your partner for who he or she really is. Ooh, you got to take the blinders off, right? Okay. The romantic tragedy occurs when you view the person in love as a symbol of what they have to come to represent, the idea of them. When you realize that more often than not, you don't really know your partner, you begin to discover that who they are and how they change and evolve. You know, if you've studied relationships and you've read about relationships and you've been in relationships, you know that the first 3 months you got this chemical, or 4 months or 5 months, you got this big chemical stuff going on and you're in love and everything's wonderful and all the little things about your partner that should be annoying aren't annoying. But when you really get to know somebody after a while, you find those things not so amusing anymore. So you have to come to understand who you're and accept who they are. Accept, really accept who they are and appreciate those things and start to appreciate the differences in each other. Okay, I know I'm rattling on and on, but this is good stuff. It's really good stuff about relationships. It's all about that. So we'll do one more. Or a couple more. We got a few more minutes left, and we'll do more of this tomorrow. Yes, we will. Promise we will do more of these tomorrow, because I like this relationship stuff. So what are we going to do? Okay, so let's move on to number three, be willing to learn from each other. Now, it's kind of what I was kind of leading to in my discussion about relationships. The key to see the other person as a mirror and learn from the reflection, you can be a better person